people that
got... I think you should tell them about being Reverend Pongo.
Oh, yeah, that was one of my short stints. The Universal Life Church, you know, was giving away the ministry things, and I thought, well, you know, like, that'd be cool. I want to see what it's like to be a minister, you know. So I signed up, and I became Reverend Pongo, which I had this custom-made monk robe made for me, and beautiful, just gorgeous. It was like rose-colored and paisley cutouts, and I had these pockets that went from my hips all the way down to my ankles, humongous hidden pockets, and you can imagine what went into those pockets. And I had a big wooden cross, you know, like a monk, and I had a nice, real nice sash, and I had a hood, you know, with paisley on the inside, so, you know, it was just gorgeous. Just,
where is that piece of fabric?
I took that home. I visited my parents and took the robe home, and I modeled it for my parents, and I didn't go back with it because it disappeared.
My God, burned it.
What? When I told them I was Reverend Pongo, it wasn't a high selling point.
That's for church going Episcopalians.
Ooh, oh well, the Episcopalians, better than Baptists.
Well, yeah. No, they were actually Methodists, but they were pretty open. But you know, it was I looked like hell. I just got your pictures of me.
Uh-huh.
And looking back, you know, I probably could have done a lot more things socially if I would have been a little bit better in appearance. I scared the hell out of a lot of people. You know, I have teeth missing.
Including me.
Really scary. Like, but anyway, going back, I really loved cooking free food in Piedmont Park. That to me was just the most fun, busy, hardworking, contributing. One time we did this, it was a Thanksgiving, and I got the word out, because all these church groups were coming in, and, you know, they started getting involved and helping the hippies, you know, and all that good stuff. And so we had this, I got the word out that we're going to have a Thanksgiving feast. And so, I don't know how it got out to the churches, I didn't go to the churches, you know, I just said, you know, we ought to have a Thanksgiving feast and bring all the people together. And so it got around to all the churches. They came up with 17 full-cooked turkeys. You know, they just, all of a sudden, you know, these people would drive up, and these real straight people would run up to the picnic table, drop the turkey down, boom, and
get
evaporate, get hell on out of it. You know, like hundreds and hundreds of hippies were around there. But some of them hung out.
Yeah.
Some of them hung out to mingle.
Some of them, some to debate people. I remember hearing some...
Yeah.
Deep religious
debates
in there.
Oh, sure. You know, and you know, the hippies would go along with it. You know, it's a free country, and they brought food, and they were all smiling. Everyone was wagging their tails, and I thought, well, you know, this is a good thing.
Yeah.
But the thing I noticed the most is that their interaction with the bikers. Because the bikers were invited to them. Everyone was invited. So... What I got to see was the all these people were all interrelating, even with the bikers, and the bikers were like, you know, going up to the moms and saying, "Hey, you're just like my mom," you know, and all this other good stuff, and it was great. That was my high point of my cooking career.
Remember what year that feast was?
Let's see, either 71 or 72 would be my guess. That'd be my guess.
Well, some places I've ran across say that you were a digger. You were the digger in Atlanta.
I didn't bill myself as a digger.
Yeah.
All I knew is I saw the picture in National Geographic magazine, and I said, well, I can do this. And I thought, what a good idea. There's a place, you know, with a good fire pit that would take 3 40-quart cooking pots at one time. I could rotate them out. You know, I had a big drink. I started with one. Then I went to two, you know, by command, you know, as I figured out how to cook. Because, you know, I was working with dried beans, which means you got to soak them for a while.
Yeah.
You know, slow cooking. And I was doing the Uncle Ben's converted rice, you know. You had little logistics. To me, it was just a fun thing to do. never called a digger.
Yeah.
So I can't remember. Yeah. Well, you know, they might have called since, didn't it? It wasn't like it was a bad word. It was just like, you know, they did it in San Francisco. They called them diggers. And I'm doing the same thing here, but I'm not calling myself a digger. Just call me Pongo.
Yeah.
So, it was